We present Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Warren Mitchell, and Gene Marsh in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you just heard from our announcer, we're delighted to welcome to the programme this week for the first time, Warren Mitchell. And we hope he enjoys the experience. He's come here very courageously to do battle with G. Marsh and our two experienced players, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. And, oh, just to remind you, as usual, they will try and speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject, if they can. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, can you talk on what I don't usually say? There's a difficult, interesting subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
I don't usually say what I don't usually say, which is how very happy I am to be here on this beautiful afternoon playing this amusing game devised so well by Ian Messiter, who's sitting up there next to the chairman to end all of them, Nicholas Parsons. And he's...
Gene Marsh is challenged.
A hesitation.
Yes, I think so. Once he thought of my name, he hesitated, and I'm not surprised.
I hesitated just before, actually.
Yes, you hesitated there as well.
Yes.
So, Peter, I agree with Jean's challenge, so she gets a point for a correct challenge and takes over the subject of what I don't usually say, Jean, and there are 36 seconds left, starting now.
What I don't usually say is best left unsaid, but as I'm being paid to say what I don't usually say, I'll try to. I am a liar. That's why I don't usually say what I'm saying right now, which is...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of what I'm saying.
Yes. What I don't usually say, the subject on the card, you can repeat, but not the other phrase. Clement, correct challenge, a point to you, and 26 seconds on what I don't usually say, starting now.
Oh, that we now had here... But 1/10,000 of those men in England...
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Hesitation.
...that do no work today. What's he that wishes so, my cousin Westmoreland?
Warren Mitchell has challenged.
Not only a hesitation, a bloody awful performance.
You can't buzz people on that. That's why we invited you.
I see.
That's what I don't usually say.
Well, all right, Pete. Actually, you didn't hesitate, which was the first challenge.
I thought he hesitated.
I know you thought so,
words.
And I heard your challenge. I disagree with it, Peter. So
I see, very Clement... well. You're entitled to disagree with it.
Yes. And Clement gets a point for a wrong challenge, keeps the subject, and there are 17 seconds, what I don't usually say, Clement, starting now.
What I hardly ever say is they're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice, something many of us have come down with over the years.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of come down.
No. Went down.
Went down.
Well, the repetition of down.
I thought you were going to say down with, which would have been a much more clearer challenge, but I think we'll give it to you on that, Peter. And there are 6 seconds left on what I don't usually say, starting now.
And I'm certainly not going to say it now, because I've kept my lips sealed for so long. I feel that the time...
Well, Peter Jones, speaking when the whistle went, which tells us, by the way, that 60 seconds is up, gained the extra point at the end of that round, so he's in the lead with Clement Freud. And Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject is the inn thing. Would you talk on that for 1 minute, starting now?
If you look at the average human being, you will notice that as often as not, he wears a hat, sports a tie, you may notice a shirt, a jacket, vest, waistcoat, trousers, socks, shoes with laces.
Warren Mitchell has challenged.
It must be wrong. I can't remember the subject now.
The inn thing?
Yes, well, that's got nothing to do with the inn thing, has it?
You mean he's deviating?
Oh, definitely. He's been doing that for years. And been getting away with it. He's not going to get away with it here this afternoon.
I'll tell you what he got away with earlier, because he said notice twice and then he paused.
Did he really?
Didn't give him a challenge for the pause.
Ah, well.
Anyway, Warren, I think that he probably was being deviating from the in thing to
I
some extent.
I don't see how you can get to an in thing before you describe the out things.
Well, the answer to that, Clement, is you should describe the out things much quicker and then you wouldn't be accused of deviation.
The minute would never be up.
Ah, that is the great secret, isn't it? So, Warren, we haven't heard from you. You have a chance to talk to us now on the in thing, and there are 42 seconds left, starting now.
I wish I'd never challenged. Well, the in thing there is the pancreas, the St. Pancreas, the liver, the kidney, the lights. You couldn't get inner than that. And that...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation? Stop.
Yes.
I was breathing, you fool.
You mustn't take such...
Time
long,
you stop that
breaths.
On this game.
Yes, well, I see you're all trained to do it without breathing. Well, carry on if you're going to be like that. I won't breathe.
I tell you what we'll do, Warren, is you haven't played the game before. And that was
I don't want any sympathy, thank you.
Really, I'm not giving you sympathy. I'm giving you encouragement.
Yes.
And as it was a very sharp challenge, we'll let you continue.
I don't want to continue.
That's part of the fun of the game.
Is it,
actually.
Right? The in thing.
You've got
is
a that... point for that. 34 seconds on the in thing, starting now.
Yes, I found, when I was very young, of course... And I haven't found it recently.
I came before a challenge.
Found it twice, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes. I'm learning.
And Clement Freud found it that time, so he gets a point for that, and there are 28 seconds on the in thing starting now.
As often as not, adjusting one's panty girdle, the in thing stares you in the face. Hello, in thing, you say, even as the person wearing that garment is about to remove herself from the scene and make to the neighbouring underground station.
Well, I don't believe that Mr. Freud wears a panty girdle, and he can't surely be being lascivious.
But I thought the girl who removed herself from the scene was wearing the panty girdle.
Oh, I thought he was removing his own.
Well, he might wear a panty girdle.
I mean, need one, but I didn't think he wore one.
Is this the same as the average person he was referring to earlier on? Because that was a man, he said. Definitely wore a tie.
Well, anyway, whether Clement was wearing a panty girdle or not, the point is that he wasn't deviating from the subject of the in thing. He might be making a very good case out for the panty girdle at this present moment. And so, Clement, I don't think it was a devious... the challenge was correct. And so you have 12 seconds to continue on the in thing starting now.
Friends of mine who work in milk bars tell me that a chocolate-topped malted milk sundae often sold on a Tuesday is absolutely the in thing in Golders Green, whereas in Swiss Cottage, Hampstead...
Well, Clement Freud kept going magnificently on the in thing in that round, so he increased his lead, got the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and has got a very undoubted lead at the end of that round. Jean Marsh, will you take the next round? The subject, rhubarb. Will you talk on rhubarb for 60 seconds, starting now?
Oh, what an unpleasant task. Pale, pinkish-brown sticks with pale green leaves on the end, chopped up and then cooked to a mush, placed in charlottes, pies and tarts. Not that I would ever do anything like that, because I think it's horrid, the furry taste it leaves on your teeth. And anyway, my father says it's poisonous. The only rhubarb I do like is when I was a model in Paris, I had an apartment on the Rue Barbe, which is just off the Boulevard Saint-Michel. I stayed there for about 3 months, making a lot of money as a model, working for many famous...
Clement Freud has challenged twice.
No, once. But there have been two repetitions. Pale, pale, right at the beginning, which I let go. But model,
it's
model.
It's too late.
Yes, model, model.
No, it was model, model. He let the pale, pale go. He has to have his one-upmanship. He let the pale,
now,
pale
Now, you
go.
Said I pressed my brother twice. I was trying to justify that.
I know you were trying
to. It might have been.
You more than justified. You played the first time for pale, the second time for model, which was the last thing she said. So the repetition is correct. And a point to you in 32 seconds on rhubarb, starting now.
When I was a small boy and played Ftata Tita in Antony and Cleopatra, or it may even have been Caesar and the lady of the same name, the extras who stood about the ends of the stage were encouraged one to say Mrs. Siddons and the other rhubarb. And the joint effect of those two words gave a sort of hubbub.
Jean Marsh is challenged.
I've had quite a lot of hesitation.
Yes, because he was just about to repeat the ub. And so, Jean, I agree with your challenge. And you have 3.5 seconds on rhubarb starting now.
Rhubarb is a disgusting fruit, I think, and should be
banned. Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of disgusting.
Yes, it was disgusting before.
Oh, quite right.
Well, yes, quite right.
Yes, and you are much more.
So, Peter, you've got in just before the whistle, and there's 1 second, no, half a second on rhubarb, Peter, starting now.
The cook at our school.
Clement Freud is still in the lead, just ahead of Peter Jones. G. Marsh and Warren Mitchell are behind, equal in third place. Warren, will you begin the next round? The subject, the most disgraceful thing I was ever caught at. There are 60 seconds and you start now.
Yes, when I was at infant school, I had Miss Henderson. Well, when I say I... when I say I... Miss Henderson.
You were challenged before.
Though. I was, yes. Yeah.
Clement.
Dear boy.
Well, it was going to be deviation, but I'm perfectly prepared to accept his explanation.
Well, I don't think...
He never had Miss Henderson.
It no, was I don't
a,
think
a
at
misunderstanding.
Infant school. I don't think at infant school he could have managed to be devious with Miss Henderson. He might have had the thoughts.
I don't want... Yes.
I don't want any of this consenting infants.
No.
But why all right. did he have to repeat Miss Henderson?
I don't know.
Well, if you'd seen Miss Henderson, you'd understand why.
Well, if Miss Henderson is listening, I hope you're enjoying what we're saying about you, dear.
Yes.
The subject is still with you, Warren, the most disgraceful thing I was ever caught at, or at
yes.
which I was caught. And there are 53 seconds left, starting now.
It's an awfully long time, as that lady, which I mustn't ever repeat again, said to me. Well, she was responsible for my education, and so I was grateful. She was able to read upside down, which is a tremendous talent for a teacher, because they're, and she would bend over. And to see what I had written, I was doing joined up. Sorry, there was a buzz.
Peter,
you were quite pleased there was a buzz, I think. Well, he seemed to be struggling, and I wanted to help.
What a pity. We thought we'd let him struggle.
Oh, I see. Well, it seems...
What was your challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes.
Absolute rubbish. I was...
Yes, it was rubbish also, yes. But there was also...
Peter, you have a point and 29 seconds for Miss Henderson. Oh, I'm sorry, no. 29 seconds for the most disgraceful thing I was ever caught at, starting now.
Well, at my school, the cook was a cordon noir. He used to specialise in these extraordinary dishes that I would have told you about when we were discussing rhubarb earlier on. But it so happened that in the potting shed behind the cricket pavilion in front of the fives court and just on the other side of the playing field, there was a little spot which was concealed from those enthusiasts who were playing games.
A well-deserved point, Peter, and another one for speaking when the whistle went puts you into the lead alongside Clement Freud at the end of that round. And your turn to begin, Peter. The subject, Copenhagen. Would you talk about that 60 seconds starting now?
Copenhagen. What a beautiful city, built as it is on that wonderful harbour with the mermaid looking over it sitting on the rock, birthplace of Hans Christian Andersen and Immanuel Kant, friends, I believe, when they were children. I wonder what went wrong. And then, after that, it became a tourist paradise, the gardens of Tivoli. Well, I've given their name to pleasure palaces.
Clement Reuter's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, all that pleasure he thought of, and he hesitated. There are 36 seconds for you now, Clement, on Copenhagen, starting now.
One of my favourite songs goes, "Wonderful, repeat Copenhagen." And this was in the charts and sung by many of the greatest songsters in the country, also in cities, towns, and urban rural districts. It is the capital of Denmark, which is part of the Scandinavian complex, and pretty complicated it is, because if you go there, no one speaks the same language as anyone else, as a result of which they sit around and chat to one another in English, which is called the lingua franca.
Clement Freud speaking when the whistle went, then increased his lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, second place, Gene Marsh and Warren Mitchell in third place. And Gene, will you begin the next round? The subject, the necessities. Would you talk on that for 1 minute, starting now?
My necessities have changed over the years. When I was young, I only wanted a roof over my head and a bed to sleep on at night and just enough to eat and quite a lot of clothes I would have liked. These days, they're not my necessities. I don't care about a roof over my head.
Warren Mitchell has challenged.
Yes, you can say the title, can't you?
Yeah, but you can't say roof over her head
roof
twice.
Roof over her head twice? Of course she can't.
No. You!
I was going to say, I'm glad you got this thought transference thing going there. It's enormous.
Warren, you have
that's
a point.
That's outrageous.
I know, but we have to be outrageous occasionally. 46 seconds on the necessities, Warren, starting now.
Yes, my necessity with Miss Henderson was that I should endeavour, whenever possible, to stand up and look down the front of her extraordinary dress, which was...
Peter Jones's
dress. It was an R dress. It was an R dress.
Yes.
R dress. I was a Cockney in those days, before I went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic. It wasn't a hesitation. R dress.
I think it was a hesitation. I think the audience think it was a hesitation.
All right, I'll put it to the audience, if you like, one of these difficult things. Warren's making out a case for himself. If you agree with
me... They want to know what happened with him and Miss Henderson there.
And if you'd shut up, they'd find out, you see.
If you wouldn't hesitate, I would.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'll let the audience be the final judges. If you agree with Peter's challenge of hesitation, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Boo. The squeaks have it. All right, the boos have it. They want to hear about Miss Henderson. Sorry, Peter. I think justice was on your side, but...
What was the original subject that Miss Marsh was talking on?
The necessities.
The necessities,
yes,
of course.
I give it to you, actually, so you needn't worry, Warren.
The necessities.
All right. 35 seconds on the necessities starting now.
Yes, well, it was necessary to learn to read and write, and that's what this lovely lady did try and do for all of us in that extraordinary elementary school somewhere in the East End of London. Now, she could, as I said before...
Clement Freud is challenged.
If you said it before, it must be repetition.
But I was going to rephrase it differently, so I wouldn't
that
have said it again.
That would be just another repetition, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't have been a repetition at all.
I think out of your own mouth you committed the sin of repetition.
Did I really?
Yes. So, Clement, a good challenge. The audience applause confirms it. 20 seconds on the necessities starting now.
The necessities are rice, sugar, milk, cream, sago, semolina, potatoes, rhubarb, peas, beans, spinach, parsley, coriander, cumin, pepper.
Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, fright. Would you talk about that for just 1 minute, starting now?
This is just one mispronunciation of my name, but there are many others. Also, fright is a sensation of fear imposed by whatever outside phenomenon that you would care to mention. It is imposed sometimes by bats.
Gene Marsh has challenged.
I think you said imposed.
Twice. Yes, he did, Gene, and you have the subject. And there are 44 seconds for you on fright starting now.
The only fright I've ever suffered from is radio fright. I need a lot of courage to come to this studio and take part in this game because I listened to it, and I think the other participants are not only witty, intelligent, attractive, and informative, but in a highly delightful bunch of people altogether. And I feel that it's...
Do carry on. I'm putting the buzzer down.
I feel I suffer from gall in having the nerve to even walk through the studio door. But having actually got here... I feel it is beholden on me to hold the end up of women's suffrage and be as interesting and witty and informative and attractive as possible. But I have a theory that the producer asks me to this studio.
That was a clever bit of feminine flattery there. Got her 2 points there. Well done, Jean. You move forward, but you're still in fourth place, alas. 1 point behind the men, and behind Warren, and it's a little bit behind Peter, and Clement Freud still in the lead. And Warren Mitchell, your turn to begin. The subject, getting cut off. That's what Ian's thought of for you. I don't know what he expects you to do with it, but try and talk on it if you can for 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, as my friend on my left will know, Getting cut off can be construed in many different ways. But the results, I'm assured, by all those who know, are quite beneficial. And who am I, a poor, frail thing, to argue with some of the most eminent theological and medical authorities in the country? I would, if I was given the opportunity, probably have refused this signal honour which was thrust upon me. But there you are, when you are...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation, if it's cut off, it couldn't be thrust upon you again.
I think the situation psychologically was thrust upon him, even if something else actually occurred. Warren, I disagree with the challenge, so you keep the subject and there are 16 seconds on getting cut off starting now.
Well, some have greatness thrust upon them, as my...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of thrust.
Upon, yes. Well done, Peter. You have the subject now with 12 seconds on getting cut off starting now.
I think of it more in connection with the telephone and speaking to someone quite interesting who happens to have been able to get through on a very difficult line, and then suddenly the operator makes a clicking.
Peter Jones got the point for speaking when the whistle went. And, Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, my other self. Can you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
I was speaking recently at a dinner in Leeds, and at the end of my address, a member of the audience got up and said, Mr. Freud, we always read and hear that people who appear on television are actually quite different in real life. What are you like? And I explained that I was 4'9" and spoke with a Yorkshire accent. And there was total silence as the people in that room agreed wholeheartedly. My other self actually is very tall, slim, hirsute to a fault, with a waistline and tiny feet, immaculately dressed, sartorially impeccable, eyesight perfect, nose, Romo-Grecian. Teeth.
Peter Jones, you kept going for 57 seconds, and you got to your teeth, and you dried up. Peter, you have 3 seconds on my other self starting now.
Well, he goes under the same name on these sports programs. It's nothing to do with me.
Well done. Well, at the end of that round, Peter Jones got the extra point. He's only just a little behind Clement Freud still. Gene Marsh and Warren Mitchell are both trailing a little. Gene Marsh, your turn to begin. The subject, how to. Can you talk on how to? 60 seconds starting now.
I do know a very good way. If you're alone in your house and lying on a sofa and you have enough time to put on the radio, have good music in the background, slip into the kitchen and possibly make yourself something quite delicious to eat, relax while you're eating, listening to the music, and make your plans how to, this is what you do.
Warren Mitchell got in first.
Yes. Well, she wasn't actually talking English at the time she stopped.
No, so you'd say it was a hesitation.
A hesitation.
Yes, that's right. There are 33 seconds on how to with you, Warren, starting now.
Well, I've never been in favour of it, personally. How to, well, only uncivilised people would, if they could, on various occasions. I've not approved of it. I've tried. I've fought. I've written to my MP. How to try... In this life, when really things are tremendously confusing, and I find it very difficult, as an ordinary person, a man in the street, you might say, or just...
Warren Mitchell gave a brilliant demonstration of how to keep going and say nothing at the same time. And he got the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and I'm afraid we have no more time, so let me give you the final score. G. Marsh, alas, in spite of some excellent moments, finished in fourth place, just behind Warren Mitchell, who on his first appearance was in third place, only 2 points behind Peter Jones, but Peter was 3 points behind this week's winner, who once again was Clement Freud. Yeah. Oh. you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Castles.